USDA farm income forecast confirms what farmers already know. Thanks everyone for joining us with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. The new USDA forecast for 2018 farm income confirms and fills out the details of what many farmers already know. USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
The new Agriculture Department farm income forecast for this year is probably not going to be a surprise to anyone. USDA's chief economist Rob Johansson forecasting net farm income at $65.7 billion. Down 13% from 2017. Net cash income, $91.5 billion, a drop of 12%. Now, yes, part of that is from lower commodity prices, but he says that's partially offset by higher production. And so, actually,
the big change is the increase in production expenditures, up by about $12 billion. We do expect feed costs to rise. We are expected to see an increase in meat production in 2018 and 2019, and so that is contributing to higher feed expenditures. We've seen petroleum prices rising, and that's expected to increase the fuel and oil costs. Labor costs are higher than we expected. Rent is going up. Taxes are going up. Interest payments on debt is up significantly by about 17%.
And so is debt. Total farm debt expected up by 3.5%.
Highest debt levels in real terms since 1982.
And zeroing in on the roughly 50% of U.S. farms, which produce 90% of the goods, Johansson says those farm businesses hold 80% of farm sector debt, and one in every 10 of those farms is either highly leveraged with a debt-to-asset ratio 40% to 70%, or very highly leveraged with that ratio 71% or higher. Finally, one other thing is contributing to bringing farm income down, and that's a more than 17% drop in government payments to farmers. However, Johansson says the payments in the trade assistance package just announced are not included in this estimate. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Hopefully some relief soon for farmers. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.